Divine Office, Wednesday Morning Prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Accepts the chalice of dying for my sins. Oh Jesus, will you let me stay? Share a sip from your cup. Watch with you and pray. Betrayed and abandoned, dragged into a hall, though scourged by Roman soldiers, our sins hurt you most of all. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, defended by so few, so much blood from your wounds, how can I comfort you? You are my upon your head. I turn to face the guilty, I see my sins instead. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, in your suffering, in your tears, in your blood, you stand as Christ the King. Embracing your cross, you start towards Calvary. Crushed by so much evil, you turn to look at me. Oh Jesus, did I hear you call, asking me to stay by you, to help you if you fall? You are my Lord. God, up, it seems, though all has failed. For our salvation, Jesus, for us you were nailed. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, I have come to stay.
Lord, in your light we see light itself.
O Lord, in your light we see light itself.
Sin speaks to the sinner in the depths of his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes.
He so flatters himself in his mind that he knows not his guilt. In his mouth are mischief and deceit. All wisdom is gone.
He plots the defeat of goodness as he lies on his bed. He has set his foot on evil ways. He clings to what is evil.
Your love, O Lord, reaches to heaven, your truth to the skies. Your justice like God's mountain, your judgments like the deep.
To both man and beast you give protection. O Lord, how precious is your love. My God, the sons of men find refuge in the shelter of your wings.
They feast on the riches of your house. They drink from the stream of your delight. In you is the source of life, and in your light we see light.
Keep on loving those who know you, doing justice for upright hearts. Let the foot of the proud not crush me, nor the hand of the wicked cast me out.
See how the evildoers fall. Flung down, they shall never arise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are the source of unfailing light. Give us true knowledge of your mercy, so that we may renounce our pride and be filled with the riches of your house.
O Lord, in your light, we see light itself.
O God, you are great and glorious. We marvel at your power.
O God, you are great and glorious. We marvel at your power.
Strike up the instruments, a song to my God with timbrels, chant to the Lord with cymbals. Sing to him a new song, exalt and acclaim his name.
A new hymn I will sing to my God. O Lord, great are you and glorious, wonderful in power and unsurpassable.
Let your every creature serve you, for you spoke and they were made. You sent forth your spirit and they were created. No one can resist your word.
The mountains to their bases and the seas are shaken. The rocks like wax melt before your glance. But to those who fear you, you are very merciful.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O God, you are great and glorious. We marvel at your power.
Exalt in God's presence with hymns of praise.
Exalt in God's presence with hymns of praise.
All peoples, clap your hands. Cry to God with shouts of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, we must fear, great King over all the earth.
He subdues peoples under us and nations under our feet. Our inheritance, our glory, is from him, given to Jacob out of love.
God goes up with shouts of joy. The Lord goes up with trumpet blast. Sing praise for God. Sing praise. Sing praise to our King. Sing praise.
God is King of all the earth. Sing praise with all your skill. God is King over the nations. God reigns on his holy throne.
The princes of the peoples are assembled with the people of Abraham's God. The rulers of the earth belong to God who reigns over all.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God, King of all peoples and all ages, it is your victory we celebrate as we sing with all the skill at our command. Help us always to overcome evil by good, that we may rejoice in your triumph forever.
Exalt in God's presence with hymns of praise.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The Lord God opens my ear that I may hear, and I have not rebelled, have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help. Therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
If you are faithful to my teaching, says the Lord, you will indeed be my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
If you are faithful to my teaching, says the Lord, you will indeed be my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Let us pray. Blessed be God, the giver of salvation, who decreed that mankind should become a new creation in himself when all would be made new. With great confidence, let us ask him,
Lord, renew us in your spirit.
Lord, you promised a new heaven and a new earth. Renew us daily through your spirit,
that we may enjoy your presence forever in the heavenly Jerusalem.
Lord, renew us in your spirit.
Help us to work with you to make this world alive with your spirit,
and to build on earth a city of justice, love, and peace.
Lord, renew us in your spirit.
Free us from all negligence and sloth,
and give us joy in your gifts of grace.
Lord, renew us in your spirit.
Deliver us from evil,
and from slavery to the senses, which blinds us to goodness.
Lord, renew us in your spirit.
In silence we pause to remember our own petitions. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, renew us in your spirit.
Let us again offer our praise to God and pray in the words of Christ.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Enlighten, O God of compassion, the hearts of your children, sanctified by penance, and in your kindness grant those you stir to a sense of devotion a gracious hearing when they cry out to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.